Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, I have news for you listeners in relation to The Late Late Show and the next presenter of The Late Late Show. And Claire Byrne... Sorry, let me get a cup of tea there. Do you like the anticipation and the build-up of suspense? Well, Claire Byrne, I can tell you, has ruled herself out of the running. She posted a message on Instagram this afternoon, which means she will not be on RTE's shortlist of candidates to replace Ryan Tuberty. Laura Slattery is a journalist and media columnist with the Irish Times, and she's on the line now. Laura, you're very welcome to the programme. I did my best to build up the suspense there. So what reasons did Claire Byrne give for her decision?
Yeah, it's a really interesting statement that she's put out, especially as she was, I think, considered the front runner for this role internally within RTE. She said she was honoured to have her name linked to it, and she described it as a prestigious role and an iconic show, but it demands a huge commitment from the presenter. And she has a young family, a busy home life, a full-time radio job that she loves. And right now, that's enough for her. That's what she said in a post on Instagram. So she doesn't want to rule out doing other TV projects. But she believes, and she's correct, I think, to say that The Late Late Show needs to be presented by someone who can give it the time and dedication it deserves.
Mm-hmm. And she's doing a brilliant job on RTE Radio 1. So, and if she's enjoying it, you can understand her decision, all right, especially with a young family. What does this mean, Laura, then, for RTE, I wonder?
Well, it's very interesting because, as I understand it, the process to find a successor to Ryan Tuberty wasn't particularly advanced too much in the early weeks after he announced his departure in March. And immediately after he did, Miriam O'Callaghan also ruled herself out from the role. So I think that there is perhaps a possibility that they will sort of be going back to the drawing board on this, because it's not quite clear-cut who will succeed Ryan Tuberty to become what is only the fourth permanent host of the show. Mm-hmm. It's a huge, huge gig, and it requires a lot of different skills over the course of the two-hour show.
Unless they change the format or pre-record, is that in the offing, I wonder?
I think RTE would be reluctant to go down a pre-recorded route in its entirety. You might have pre-recorded segments on the show. I believe there's one this Friday, for example, with Ed Sheeran. But I think they want to keep the essence of live at the heart of The Late Late Show. Now, it's possible that they might be less broad in the tone of the show. At the moment, it does veer from comedy to tragedy to back again. And it's 2 hours, and it's a big, hefty commitment on the part of the viewer.
Yeah, indeed. Is it a profitable enterprise for RTE?
Oh, it is certainly worth a great deal to RTE. I mean, it is actually, you know, it's very efficient still bringing in viewers. It's not quite at the heyday of its audience ratings, but it has actually, you know, outperformed the broader decline in television audiences over the past decade. So it is still, I think, a kind of a key bedrock of the weekend schedule. I think they'd be reluctant to make too many changes to it, mm-hmm. but it does throw up this question of who is going to host.
Mm-hmm. There's another question in RTE now. Who's to follow Katrina Perry? Because she's leaving RTE. She's leaving as co-presenter of the 6-1 News programme. That's big news for her, Laura.
Yes, Katrina Perry has... going to move to Washington to take up a chief presenter role with BBC News. And she'll be one of two chief presenters based in Washington for the channel. And this follows the merger of two separate BBC News channels into a single one there last month. So that's a brilliant opportunity and gig for her. It does, as you say, leave a vacancy on the 6-1 News. I think she was a very popular and capable host of the 6-1 News. But, you know, her skills have been recognised by the BBC, and she, as a former Washington correspondent for RTE, has a keen interest in US politics, so that's a great gig for her.
Okay, and congratulations to her as well. She'll be sadly missed in RTE. But look, Laura Slattery of the Irish Times, thank you very much indeed. You're texting us already, 51551. Would Tucker Carlson be available, says Donna? Well, he's available, Donna. I don't know if he'd be wanted, is another thing. But you can let us know what you think should happen to, in any programme in RTE, to any personality in RTE, 51551.